Welcome to The Thread, a podcast that explores the ideas and innovations shaping a stronger, smarter energy future. This show is brought to you by Mosaic. Many pieces, one purpose. Hello, and thank you so much for joining us on our very first episode of The Thread. My name is Liz Carpenter, and on today's show, we're joined by Daryl Haynes, who is Mosaic's Director of Canadian Operations. And today we're going to be discussing how Canadian utilities are navigating a changing energy landscape. Daryl, thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome to the podcast. Would you mind introducing yourself and sharing a little bit about your background?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Liz. Like you mentioned, my name is Daryl Haynes. I am the Director of Canadian Operations here at the Mosaic Company. My background spans grid operations and grid modernization over about 35 years, working with utilities across Canada and the U.S. Over those years, I've been really deeply involved in integrating new technologies, aligning operational processes, and really helping my teams adapt to an evolving energy landscape.
Daryl, over the course of your career, you've seen a lot of change in Canada's grid. And I'm curious, what do you see as the most pressing challenge for utilities and maybe specifically grid operations?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest challenge I'm seeing or I've seen is balancing the reliability with that real push to modernize the grid and really start supporting things like DERs and EV adoption, decarbonization goals that are currently in Canada, up here in Canada. We're really dealing with an aging infrastructure, resource constraints, increasing operational complexity. The urban utilities are seeing congestion, fast DER growth, while some of the more rural utilities are seeing long feeders, more weather-related risks. Canada's up here, the pace tends to be more measured than in the U.S., largely due to the regulatory differences and how utilities are structured.
And when we talk about Canada, you know, we're talking about huge geographic space. You know, if we're thinking about all of these different regions together, how much coordination is happening across provinces to tackle some of these challenges collectively?
Yeah, we're seeing some coordination up here, especially through some of the national forums and knowledge sharing platforms. Because regulation is provincial up here, a lot of strategies are still handled locally, and the lessons learned in one province often influence the others, but implementation timelines and priorities can really vary pretty significantly just based on provincial legislation and provincial regulatory requirements.
So building on my first question, what are some of the key barriers that you feel are slowing the progress on grid modernization across Canada's utility landscape?
I think there's a number of things, really. Legacy systems that are hard to integrate with these newer technologies, new ADMSs that are coming out. There's funding constraints, especially for smaller and municipal utilities. Workforce readiness is also another big obstacle and barrier moving forward. The regulatory processes can also take some time, even if there's a strong intent to move forward. A lot of that regulatory requirement really slows the approvals and investment alignments.
So given those challenges, how are utilities adapting, especially when it comes to things like improving grid reliability and resilience in the face of more extreme weather?
Well, we're seeing a lot of utilities up here put investments in remote switching, so things as like Flizzr, even microgrids are starting to speed up some restoration during outage. Predictive analytics are really starting to grow up here and helping utilities identify issues before they can cause larger scale issues or larger scale outages. Situational awareness things are being used in the wildfire prone areas. We're seeing more and more wildfires here in Canada. So we're seeing more targeted public safety power shutoff approaches. These strategies mirror a lot of the same things that are happening in the U.S., but they're adopted really on a regional basis based on the Canadian needs, the needs right across the country.
You mentioned some of these big technology shifts that are happening. And, you know, along with big technology shifts or any kind of shift in the workforce, sometimes we can see operational silos start to build. How is Mosaic helping utilities break down some of those silos and really build workforce competence and confidence at the same time?
We at Mosaic, we really focus on aligning those processes across the operations group, the engineering groups, the IT groups, so the teams can operate collaboratively rather than work in those silos. It really includes workforce enablement initiatives like task qualification programs, training, really to ensure that teams are ready and they're confident for using the new ADMS tools and the new tools that they're bringing on board.
What are some of those common disconnects that you're seeing between groups like engineering, operations, IT, and what are some of the best strategies for bringing them together?
I think some of the disconnects we're seeing is something along the lines like engineering might focus on design standards and operations tends to focus on reliability. IT might be more security and integration focused. And really what we do is we come in here, having worked on a number of these projects, we bring these groups together and really create shared workflows and governance structures to ensure that everyone's goals are aligned to the operational outcomes rather than those siloed metrics.
I'd like to dig into the idea of workforce enablement. What role does workforce enablement play in successful modernization? And where do you see utilities still struggling?
Great question. I'd say workforce enablement is really critical when it comes to today's utility and moving forward. And even with the best technology, if teams aren't trained or the processes haven't been adapted, the value won't be realized. Utilities sometimes underinvest in the training or they fail to align the processes to support the new tools. So really the focus really needs to be on ensuring staff are confident, trained, and clear on the new systems and how they fit into their daily operations.
My last question, you know, when you look ahead at the next 5-10 years, what kinds of trends or emerging issues do you think are going to shape grid operations in Canada?
Well, we're continuing to see some significant DER growth, really a push for climate resilience, really driving another drive towards data-driven operations through AMI integration, advanced SCADA opportunities or workforce transitions, another big trend, capturing the knowledge as experienced operators tend to retire and really getting them ready for the new operators, that next generation ready to operate the grid, especially with these complex tools. And as the grid becomes more and more complex as well, I think regulatory evolution is also going to really start to support non-wire alternatives or solutions and flexible markets as Canadian utility business starts to move forward.
Well, we just covered a lot, Daryl, but do you have any closing thoughts for us?
I think, you know, what we've seen time and time again is that grid modernization doesn't succeed just because of the technology. It really succeeds when you bring those people, the processes and the technology, they all come together. And I think that's really what utilities need to focus on as they make these changes and adapt to the new and evolving grid, if you will.
Daryl, thank you so much for sharing your insights.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining today, and stay tuned for more episodes of The Thread. If you'd like to learn more about Mosaic's work in Canada, you can visit our website at www.themosaiccompany.com/mosaic-canada.